Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design programme. I'm Maylie Evans, filling in for Nolan Giles. Today we're off to Lisbon to check out a new retail space showcasing the best in Portuguese design. Called Uma Casa Portuguesa, or A Portuguese House, the store is the brainchild of architect Paz Braga and can be found in a four-storey townhouse in the Santos district of the city. To find out more, Monocle's Lisbon correspondent Gaia Lutz caught up with Braga at the new space.
We are at Casa Aberta, an open house, where is a real home, where you have a living room, a dining room, a bedroom, an office, and where you can see all these Portuguese products inserted in real ambience, and you can feel it as a real home. Everything here in this house is only made here in Portugal. The textiles, the furniture, everything is from Portugal, and we are very proud of it.
And tell me a little bit why you thought it was important to highlight the fact that you can make a whole home with Portuguese brands.
I used to live in Brazil. I lived 10 years abroad. So when I came back, I discovered all new Portugal. All these new brands that do an amazing job, but unfortunately, it's difficult sometimes to find where they are. So as an architect, when I wanted to incorporate these brands, sometimes it was difficult to incorporate all because it was so difficult to find where they was, and I spent so much time that I had to quit that idea of using only the local brands. For 1 year, I started to do research with Instagram and with magazines and to see what the media was saying with all these brands and where they were. Last year we decided to do this project. We saw an opportunity because there's no physical space in Lisbon that it's only dedicated to local brands. And we decided to reunite all of this to make our life easier and the other architects and decorators and other people to.
Give me a little bit of the examples of things we see around. We're now in the master bedroom. Tell me, yeah, people, I'm seeing.
You have a double bed made by a Portuguese brand, a new one that is called Join. He doesn't use any screws. It's only by fitting the wood. It's amazing. And you have even the sheets, the pillows, the cover, all is made with Portuguese brands. We have two side beds and lighting, a bench on the foot of the bed. We have an installation of a ceramic brand called Grau that it's amazing on the wall, creating an organic volume with different colors and different organic materials. We have two chairs because the room is big enough to have a bed and a small living room. And you have lots of pictures and art. And I think it's all combining, it's all different brands that you feel that is harmonic and they fit in really good together. In fact, the people who all came here, they said that it's very peaceful. That's one of my goals, and it's to show that different brands together, it's better than sometimes to show a piece by itself. The brands here in Portugal don't have lots of offers. Some have 5 products and others have 20. You may think it's a lot, but it's not. So sometimes they need new things so they can look different. A bench, for example, with a different pillow, with different colors, look different. They sometimes need a new look to feel that they are new. And the small brands, they need sometimes a consistent brand to show that, okay, they are solid enough to fit in a very important house. So I always defend that we should mix and they have to be together.
And just finally, as I understand, this is not only an open house, you're gonna host for a whole month now events and takeovers. Tell me a little bit about the calendar coming forward, what we can expect.
Because we want people to feel at home, we didn't want this to be open only to architects and decorators. It's important for us, yes, of course, because they are our main buyers, but we wanted real people to come here. So we set up a schedule. We will have workshops of coffee, of plants. We will have a cocktail set by Constança Cordeiro, that it's an amazing bar woman. We have workshops of stamping, weaving. We will have also brands that are not connected with decoration, like jewelry or clothes, that we're going to have to do pop-ups here. So like that, we can have different people living the house and creating different experience, and that's the idea.
My thanks to Pash Braga there. She was speaking to Gaia Lutz. Uma Casa Portuguesa is open to visitors until the 18th of December 2021. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length programme airing on Tuesdays 8pm London time. Today's episode was produced and edited by Charlie Fulmercourt and myself, Maylie Evans. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.